What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
We're looking at a UFO right now. Come here.
I thought he was joking at first. Yeah. I rushed outside.
The suspect has been caught months after firing into his store with a gun and trying to burn it down with Molotov cocktails.
But take a look. A teddy bear that was believed to be made out of human remains and skin was found this afternoon outside of an AM/PM on Bear Valley Road.
All right. Time now for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, Rob Bradford in until 1 o'clock today. And we go to the great state of Tennessee, Rob, for this story. Greenville, Tennessee. Mm. You ever been to Tennessee?
Probably.
Okay, excellent.
I don't know.
Probably. Have you ever been to Nashville?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Famously
yes.
In Tennessee.
Nashville's in Tennessee. I don't know. I thought it was his own state.
Yep. Nope. Nashville, Knoxville, Memphis. A lot of big
I've only been to Nashville.
Chattanooga, I believe.
Never Chattanooga.
You never went to a Lookouts game? They got a good logo.
I mean, who doesn't have a good logo?
True. Minor league baseball knows what they're doing.
The Burlington Sock Puppets.
Sock Puppets is good.
That's good.
The Beloit Snappers.
Yeah.
It's a little turtle holding the baseball bat.
I feel like baseballs and boring should get a name of a minor league team.
That's smart. You should do that.
Yeah, thanks. Yep. Thanks for the confirmation.
How many people are on the hook now for a tattoo if they win the World Series?
Oh, seems like a lot of people. We're making a list.
Yeah.
Are you?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, I'm just checking.
I'm not going to do that. I'm wearing the shirt, though. That's pretty good.
You could take it to the next level.
No. At least I can take the shirt off. I can always put the shirt back on.
It is pretty. I think I undervalued the fact that the manager of the Red Sox has agreed to get this tattoo.
And now they have to. And Giolito both, if the Red Sox win the World Series. Well, no, but on the Red Sox.
Yeah, Pete Fatsy, the hitting coach.
So Pete Fatsy is going to get a tattoo that says baseball isn't boring. Yeah. There's a lot on the line.
There's a lot. And I mean,
there's a lot at stake.
There's a lot. People in San Diego, when I told them this,
yeah,
they couldn't believe it.
They couldn't.
Did I tell you they asked Mike Schilt, the manager of the Padres, if he would get a Bennett Woods tattoo?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You did tell me that. So, he said no.
No.
Is this legally binding?
Did they sign anything?
Yeah. No, the Cora thing's legally binding.
It's legally, okay.
He said it on the radio.
I don't think that's how that works.
The baseballs and boring lawyers say that's legally binding.
I think you get the same tattoo artist just right down the line. Pete Fatsy, Alex Cora, Lucas Giolito.
That's not part of the deal.
Oh, they can go to their own.
Well, this guy. It's the Modelo guy.
Oh, so that guy's doing it. Okay, yeah. You got to book him and
it's a whole M&M. Yeah, get behind.
All right. Well, let's find out what's going on down Tennessee.
Morristown man now facing more than 90 federal charges.
Okay. A lot of federal charges. 90 federal
for
charges.
For what?
Well, do you want to take a guess?
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
It's
a lot of charges.
Yeah, it's a lot of. I get the teddy bear with the human remains in my head.
It's got nothing. Spoiler alert! It has nothing to do with that. That was just a previous madness. So don't worry about the human skin on the teddy bear.
All right. Okay. What is it? Go ahead.
Morristown man now facing more than 90 federal charges after he's accused of submitting hundreds of fraudulent class action lawsuit claims under the names of dead or retired baseball players.
Ooh,
that's right.
Oh, this is in our wheelhouse.
This is a story for us. So he's just gone down the Rolodex of dead baseball players, and he's trying to file taxes get some money.
If you were going to file taxes under one dead or retired baseball player.
Smokey Joe Wood.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I would do Stuffy McGinnis.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Stuffy McGinnis is good. Yeah. That's not bad. You could go old Hoss Radburn.
Sure.
Would be a good one. That might be a little bit of a red flag.
Earlier this month, 69-year-old George Ruth of Morristown was indicted on 91 criminal counts, including mail fraud, aggravated identity theft, and a slew of other felonies, and this indictment was unsealed today.
Wait a second.
You guys are a maniac.
No, but wait a second.
What?
The guy's real name.
There's no way it's his real name.
Yeah.
No.
George Herman Ruth. That's probably how he got the idea.
There's no way.
Yeah. So now he's filing for taxes under Oil Can Boyd.
Oh, that's right. That's a good one.
Oil Can Boyd.
I would definitely. I mean, I may not have done that already. Yeah. But.
Sloppy Thurston.
Sloppy Thurston. Yep.
Sloppy Thurston.
While he is accused of fraudulently using the names of dead or retired baseball players.
I like how it's also retired players, not just dead players, but he's also
Albert Pujols.
Yeah, put me down as Albert Pujols.
Congratulations, James Paxton. You're in the mix.
And they're all from Tennessee now.
Could be. Could be. These guys are making money off it.
George Herman Ruth is listed as his legal name on the court paperwork.
You're not buying that.
No.
George Herman Ruth. Could be. Maybe he was named after the late great ball player.
Could be your legal name because you changed it to be your name, but.
True. But then if you were filing taxes, you'd have to file under your legal name. And if that's now your legal name.
Can we get the list? Because
I really want the list.
If Bud Weiser isn't on there. That was an actual guy.
Bud
Weiser. Yep.
There was also a guy
Cannonball Titcomb.
There was also a guy named Rusty, which I don't think we can say his last name.
No, Rusty Koontz.
Oh, is that what
he's
it was?
He's a coach, yeah. Yeah.
That's not the other one, Keith.
Yeah. That's not how I pronounce it.
Yeah.
It is unclear, though, if that suspect may have changed his name to match that of baseball icon George Herman Babe Ruth.
Oh, okay. Bridget, you might be onto something. Maybe he did. Legally changed.
I mean, this poor guy. We just took a
video. Who? Rusty?
John Oscar Dickshot. Johnny Dickshot. But he had a nickname.
Do we have to bleep this?
I think you're fine. It's his name.
No, it's his name.
It's his God-given name.
John Oscar Dickshot, nickname Ugly. Well. if it's not bad enough, then you have your rule.
Call him Ugly.
If convicted, he could be facing up to 20 years plus a mandatory consecutive two-year sentence, a term of supervised release up to 3 years, as well as a fine of up to $250,000.
Yikes. Guys, in it. Guys, absolutely
it was all
right
worth
out.
It, though.
It was. All right. Thank you, Bradford, for the time this week. We really appreciate it.
Reiner from Creighton.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, Terps is going to be in studio here for the final.
Yeah, I just want to wish you, and I've never felt more honored to be here on the anniversary of the one-year anniversary of your show.
That's
true.
We made it 1 year. I don't know if there's a cake waiting for us in the break room.
I mean, who's that guy that we did the bet that we lasted longer than
We had a guy calling the show last year who said Gerard Mayo is going to last longer than Jones and Keith.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, he lost that pretty quickly.
I think at some place, you also, in that show, they said August 26, 2024. He said a year from now, if the show's going really well, we'll have Rob Bradford as a co-host.
Yeah, we're going to get Bradford in. And we did it. We pulled it off.
I should have made cookies that said,
you
did it.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you, Brad Foe. Baseball isn't boring. Check out the podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.